I find the comments that Hassan made on 9/11 to be objectionable and reprehensible. And
oof.
I also think
that
part of the reason why Democrats are in the situation that we are in, of being a permanent minority in this country, is we are looking only to speak to journalists. And
RIP. Hassan slop. Sasha Gray attempts to defend Hassan. I haven't seen like any of these. I've seen a couple of these. What's this one?
I saw someone who provided info to the caller when he showed it. He took out the contact points and put electrical tape over it. I watched the same clip. There's no tape. And you can't take those points out. You cannot cut the prongs off that's what I'm saying. The cope is so hard with a lot of people on this.
Like the electric prongs are taken out of it.
But here's my thing, right?
Oh, I don't want to watch any more of this.
Okay. Based. Dan literally cut the prongs off. None of this matters. It's like everything on the internet just feels so stupid. Just lying about everything. Like, the state of our politics right now is just so fucking retarded. Like, even if you can show that you can cut them off, it's just so crazy. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just so boring. Everything is so boring and stupid. Like, listening to the new marching orders went out for the, what was it? I don't care about a group chat because some white woman in the U.S. got stabbed by some schizo minority. Like, what the fuck does this even mean? Yeah. Hassan sneakily trying to get Kaya to place. Oh, I saw this. This was just... Dude, he hates this dog. He hates this dog so fucking much. Now you can tell that, like, every time he looks at his monitor, he's just so, like... It's just so weird, too. He's like schizo, or not schizo, he's like a psychopath. Like, why the fuck would you even get a dog just to treat it like shit the entire time? Like, he doesn't feel guilty, or like he actually wants to just have it on stream as a prop? It's like so fucking pathetic. Holy fuck. Hold on, I'm playing this. You can't see any of this, so it's like you're just gonna have to imagine. But right now, Kaya's standing with two legs off the bed. Whew, we're in a Alpha Bravo danger zone. Oh boy, but Hassan can't shock the dog to death until he gets back on the bed anymore. So what does he do?
To a position where we've finally gotten to a place where like all pure peace is taking place. It's taking place. Is
I don't know what you're doing. Okay, what? What do you want? What? What? What?
What do you want? Huh?
The dog doesn't go to him for pets at all. It's just trying to leave the room. It's actually so crazy.
Okay.
How does this dog hate him so much? Oh my god. I completely believe Hassan. My dog yelped yesterday out of nowhere, and me and my mister just looked at each other like, what the fuck? Based. True. Why does the dog stuff gain more traction than the juice stuff? I mean, it's like it's on video and it looks bad. I mean, it's pretty obvious that why it would gain way more traction, right? Honestly, I think it's a weird power thing where he needs to seem like he's a good dog trainer. Yeah, but I mean, like, you can be a good dog trainer and, like, not have your dog glued to the same fucking spot on stream for hours and hours every single day. That's just crazy. That's crazy, chat. That is crazy. How the hell do you have your hair so thick and beard looking for tips? Every single time Hassan molds, one more hair follicle transports from his face to my face. And the dog stuff has been molding him like crazy recently, so my hair is thickening up significantly. Do you actually think it's dog abuse? Yeah, I would say so. That dog shouldn't be locked inside, like confined to a single f***ing spot for hours and hours and hours every day. Like, if you wanted to do, like, crate training or something for the dog or something like that, then fine. But if I had to guess, I don't even know if that's, like, a healthy environment. I don't know if that's, like, a healthy environment for a dog to be in. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, the dogs that I've seen or had. But the, usually having a dog around people that are, like, screaming or shouting, like, stresses the fuck out of the animal. But I guess, I don't know. That breed was bred to be a stream dog? Based. The funny thing is, too, it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't necessarily think that shock collars are abusive, but it's funny because Hassan and an Animal Abuse TV or whatever, apparently all of them do think that it's abusive because they all felt the need to lie about it, which I think is wild. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it looks bad. It looks bad when you're lying about it. Now it makes you think that you do think it's pretty unethical, but you just don't want to, yeah, I don't know. Like, why the fuck should we trust you, you know, when you say shit like, oh, well, he's nice to her off stream. They love each other. Like, first of all, an abused animal will always, will generally still like its owner. Like, they'll always, they're hungry for attention and shit. But also, I mean, why the fuck should we even believe you? If you're willing to lie about such small, retarded shit, I mean, then, yeah, I don't know. There's no reason to believe you on anything else. Funniest thing is how many people on Reddit complained about the amount of attention and post October 7th had, but when it was pirate software and a way more dumb and tame drama, people had a field day and there were clips for weeks. Well, the only thing that people are complaining, the only people complaining about the Hassan spam are going to be Hassan fans. That's probably why they're so mad. But I mean, like, the guy set himself up for it. He pulled like an Elon Musk or, he pulled an Elon Musk or Mr. Girl. Like that type of narcissism where you're way, way, way too confident. You really thought that you could get away with shocking the dog on stream for a year. I feel like you'd be super nervous about that. But I guess, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't give a fuck. Damn. Why does RTV even give a shit about Hassan? He's a politics person. He's not compatible with Iran anyways. Well, now he's not, but he tried to, before he like bent hardcore into anti-Semitism and terrorism support, he was like, he tried to do like more variety content and network like crazy with all the other streamers that he's got, small shot collars tied around, like Ludwig and I guess all of the OTV people and whoever the fuck else wants a little bit of that clout. Have you seen the clip of Hassan's very well-behaved dog fighting some stream guest dog? Yeah, I saw that. It's still wild to me that Poke tried to blame their staff for not putting up the podcast episode. Oh, damn, that's brutal. That they 100% signed off on that. I just don't think that they were ready for the blowback they got. I would be shocked if anybody was working for either of them that would push a statement like that out publicly without prior approval. Because everything about that situation, unless they're regularly postponing like star guest episodes because of random drama, everything about that was an atypical situation. I would be shocked if they were to be writing up statements like that and pushing them without approval from the owners. There's just no fucking way. What happened was is they probably wrote the statement, or the statement was written, they got it okayed, or they okayed it, and then they, you know, published the statement. And then when they saw the blowback from everybody, they threw somebody under the bus for it. That's my guess. But there's just no possible way that they, this just doesn't make any sense. Why? It's just so dumb. Do streamers want clout because of the attention or money? I would think streamers don't care much for attention once they're large enough. No, it's the exact opposite. They stop caring about the money as much and they want the attention. The attention is really important. Or Hassan was in Pokey's DMs. He probably messaged them because then postponing the episode gives more credence to the theory that something bad happened. So I'm sure he probably complained personally to probably Pokey, and then she probably pulled the statement but didn't want to make it look like Hassan pressured her, so she just threw her crew, if there even is a crew, threw them under the bus. And yeah, somebody said Cutie regrets telling the truth about the collar.
Not after that clip you farmed on me, you asshole.
What? I didn't even farm a clip.
What clip? What clip?
You farmed a clip to my girl, man. I didn't even farm a clip on her, man.
I did.
I told her how to get sturdy.
What'd you do?
Jason, I want you to know I got home and I said to Lud, I said, Jason wasn't there to save me.
Wait, which one? Wait.
I wasn't there to save you.
Wait, what clip?
It was Ron.
It was Ron and Lacey.
Wait, was it about...
It wasn't even me, it was Ray that brought it up.
Wait, hold on.
What did y'all do?
I'm not lying, I did.
Hold on.
I did
all
hear
Ray. All I said was like, how do we all feel about the situation?
He brought it up.
No, listen. But then Ron was like, okay, so is it good or is it bad? So you don't have an opinion? So that's what it was.
You're using me as a scapegoat. You're using me as a scapegoat.
Here's the clip that she's talking about. Oh, I saw this.
So, what I had to say, I went to his house, I looked at the collar. The collar is taped off. Where I think there would be prongs.
Yeah.
There's no zap. There's only a vibrate function.
Yeah.
So I would agree to that.
Uh-huh.
If.
What? How are people coping about the fact that the remote was found and the remote is to like a shock collar? What's like the cope on that? They just ignore it? I don't want to get this guy like spammed but with emails or whatever, but I had a fan who emailed me who... I had a fan who emailed me who apparently was able to... He got in touch with the CEO of the company who confirmed that the collar was indeed a shuck collar. Apparently the company is called E-Collar, I guess. But I don't even know if it matters. Like, I feel like it's so overdetermined at this point. Like, does anybody think? I don't know, bro. It's just all so boring. Like, how, is it not? Like, what are we even doing here? But same thing with with politics right now. Like the MAGA shit. It's just like it's just like lie, and it's like, what the fuck is the point of anything? This Instagram post proves that Pokey is lying. Yeah, I know, because she posted something on her story a few days earlier or something. Yeah, but I mean, we already, it's whatever. Here's Pokey explaining more. It sounds like she says she has a crew of like 6 people for the podcast.
Will the P word with H word be released? I don't know. Tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow we're filming.
Holy shit. What is what's like a puzzle song? P word with H word being released. Oh, does anybody have the cipher so that we can decode what she's saying? I don't even know. P word with H word. I don't know, man. Maybe we can figure it out with context clues.
Tomorrow we're meeting with the podcast team and we're filming, so we're gonna figure everything out tomorrow. I'm so sorry. I wish I had answers for you guys right now, but.
Why is it such a big deal? Some click or vibrate. Others give a barely noticeable spark. It's not like he's Michael Vick. The big deal is that he literally has a dog on his stream 24/7 as an actual f***ing prop. Like, Hassan is, like, the most disgusting, like, capitalist guy in the universe. He, what's next? Like, socialism is when no $10,000, you know, working breed dogs enslaved in the background to be on your stream all day? Really, guys? Like, you know how conservatives say, you know, like, well, you know, it's not fair to chastise all of America for slavery because only 2% of Americans own slaves. Like, Hassan would have been part of that 2%. Like, that's the kind of person he is. It's just insane to me. Jesus.
It's a bit complicated because I understand the P word is a reflection of me, but the P word involves an entire other person and many, many, many staff, so...
Many, many, many steps. What is this, like a 400-man production? What?
I'm trying to both do right by the other people working on it. And just be considerate of everyone's feelings. Anyways. What is the P word? I'm trying to confuse the people who don't need to know. You know what I mean? Guys, do I add this? Best Zed, you're crazy for this. No, guys. The... P word team is like 5 or 6 other people. A lot of people work on the P word on top of Lily and I. So it's like it's a bunch of people that I'm trying to be considerate of. Why are you stalling? I'm not stalling.
Okay. Hutch did some investigating on the staying in the background thing. And while it's pretty weird, Kai does get to get up and leave fairly regularly and sometimes for a large period of time. If I had to guess, my guess is it might be when Hassan's mom is over. When she's not jet setting or traveling the world or managing her real estate properties, my guess is the dog probably just eats shit when it's wandering around the house. So he wants to keep the dog maybe in his room or something, but he doesn't want to admit that because he thinks it makes him like a shitty dog trainer or something. I don't fucking know. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Dustin, you look disgusted, little man. It's just, we're just like so far into the retardation. It's just, all of it is just like so cringe. Why has Hassan gotten this far? He plays the game well. Tips on back pain. This shit is ruining my life. Ask your mom, because I blew her back out.